They run through the 600-metre turn, and Newhart's certainly been softened up by Whitehawk, and Gigi Fiorente is moving up around the outside. Tunex Cabarrus running on, and two further back to Zatakler, Aspirate and Kanji. Newhart in front of the top of the straight, but certainly has been softened. Leads a half length to Gigi Fiorente. Two away in third spot, Cabarrus, then Zatakler running on. Newhart being tackled by Gigi Fiorente. Newhart the inside and Gigi Fiorente. Newhart and Gigi Fiorente, stride for stride. Newhart tough. Gigi Fiorente's got the nose in front. Gigi Fiorente has beaten Newhart. I don't think he lost any admirers. Zatakler a fast finishing third. And then Whitehawk about...
And the winner, Gigi Fiorente, trained by the Wells family. Leon Wells joins me now. Good morning, Leon. Congratulations on the win in the Golden Mile. And I suppose, even better, congratulations on getting automatic entry into the Devonport Cup.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for that. No, he's a horse that's going along nicely, and we had no interruptions this season with him. He's going really well.
Very good run in the Golden Mile. He was, I think, the furthest he got back was about third. He had a little bit of cover early on. There didn't appear to be a great lot of pace in the race early for me, and it probably went pretty well according to plan.
Yeah, no, it did. We didn't think the favourite would be the leader. We thought we'd be sort of racing the third and fourth together, and as it turned out, he led, and we had to sit on him at the last say at him, but no, he's a horse with a lot of upside, and he's going very well.
I guess the fact that he battled it out towards the line with the last year's winner of the Devonport Cup, Newhart, we know how good that one is, and it was a real sort of a ding-dong battle over the last couple of hundred metres. How confident were you coming into the home turn that he was going to win?
Well, he looked like just coming into the straight, like he looked like he was home and hosed. I thought he was going to win and win easily. And then the favourite, of course, Newhart, kept kicking back, and then it was just a toss-up of which one had the head down on the line, and he was the lucky one to do that. But he was doing his best work on the line, and that's what it's all about. It's another 100 metres, 200 metres, and, you know, he loves Devonport, and he loves the track. So, you know, he'll be very hard to beat, I would think.
What happens between now and the Devonport Cup? In previous years, we've had the Sheffield Cup as a lead-up and also the Longford Cup, and sometimes the horses that won the Golden Mile haven't necessarily run in those two, but I think more of the last two or three years we've seen that happen. So will he get another run tomorrow in the Sheffield Cup as a lead-in to the Devonport Cup?
Well, he wasn't going to, but he's a big gross horse, and so he'll definitely run the Sheffield Cup. Yeah, he'll run the Sheffield Cup and the Devonport Cup, but... usually we're going, but it's a bit over a month. It's about a month and a couple of days between runs if you don't go in between time. And, you know, he loves going into races fresh, but probably not that fresh.
Every owner, every jockey, every trainer will tell you you go into a race expecting to win, but will you be playing the Sheffield Cup conservatively and just using it as a run, or will you be going for the win as well?
Oh, no, he'll be going there definitely to win if he can, and it just gives us a good guide to where we are going into the Cup.
Devonport Cup, of course, hometown cup for you. I know it means a lot to you and your family. It's been well over 20 years since you last won one. How excited are you looking forward to it?
Oh, no, it's great. It's always good to have a horse that you expect to run well in it. That's for sure. We've had a lot of those, run a lot of placings in it, but we've won it once. And let's hope this year might be the second year. But, no, you expect a lot. And it's always very good to win your hometown cup, that's for sure.
From your point of view, we've seen the Wells team split now, of course. You're in Hobart, your sons are in Devonport, and you all trained together before. But how's that working for you, having stables at two ends of the state?
Well, our main owner is no doubt the biggest owner in Tasmania, probably the biggest owner ever been in Tasmania, and Paul and Elizabeth Geard, and the boys have got so many horses down there for them too, and other people, and we have the same down here. But no, it's worked out very well. It saves me giving them orders, and they get on very well together. So, and they've done a great job by doing it that way. So it just gives them a bit of freedom away from me, that not jumping on them all the time. And it's working really well.
If you looked any further than the Devonport Cup, I know it's still a way away, as you mentioned, but win, lose or draw, will you be sort of giving him a spell after that, or it depends, I guess, on what happens in the Cup?
Oh, it depends what happens in the cup, but he's learning a lot more about racing this horse now. He's learning to settle that little bit, and if he happens to win or run a big race, then he'll definitely go on for the Hobart Launceston Cup, yeah, for sure.
Okay, we've seen it done a few years ago with East Ender taking out the trifecta, and I guess that's something that, as a trainer, it's something you'd be aiming for.
Yeah, my word. Like, it's well, they're the only good races when you get up a bit in rating, and that they're the only races you can run in Tasmania, is them sort of races, and it just gives them a chance. Like, they're Group 3 races, Hobart and Launceston, and, you know, it gives them that sort of chance to win.
Well, congratulations again on the Devonport, on the Golden Mile, I should say, a bit premature there. Good luck in the Devonport Cup on January the 6th, Leon. I'll be broadcasting live out there on the day, so hopefully I'll be talking to you late in the afternoon. But thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries, mate. That'll be good.